I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Ooh, welcome back. It's Overnight America. We got a lot of time here, the next couple of hours to spend together. So there's one topic that always seems to be somewhat controversial, gets different viewpoints, opinions on it. And you can find it at KMOX.com. It has to do with a lawmaker over in Illinois, someone that is a Democrat lawmaker by the name of Marcus Evans Jr. introduced on Friday a bill which would amend a law to ban the sale of video games depicting psychological harm, including motor vehicle theft with a driver or passenger present. So games that are very popular, Grand Theft Auto series is the biggest one, should be banned. And some people believe it's leading to more carjackings, thus the reason to be banned. And when people say violent video games cause people to be violent, they do study these things and they come to different conclusions. And this has come up many times in the past. And a lot of people, it's easy to try to connect the two, but it's just not real. The connection's not there. I got to say, I can think of like five other things right off the top of my head. Real quick, I decided to say, okay, what's five things that I think would contribute to carjackings? And none of those are video games. Here's the five things I came up with. Poverty, gangs, drugs, lack of a family support system, and light sentencing, as in giving people slaps on the wrist and throwing them back on the street. All things that I think contribute to some of the problems that we have with crime, not just in St. Louis, but anywhere like Chicago could be a great example of that, too. So this is where it leads us right now. Some believe that carjackings are up because of video games. I think that's stupid, and I don't agree with that. If you think video games are causing these sort of things, maybe you can change my mind on it. I don't think you can. You tell me, do you think video games are more responsible for crime than poverty or more responsible than gangs and drugs? Tell me, where would it go, if at all? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Here's a couple of quotes from the article. Grand Theft Auto and other violent video games are getting in the minds of our young people and perpetrating the normalcy of carjacking. Carjacking is not normal, and carjacking must stop. You're trying to equate that if someone plays a video game where part of the game is that they could steal a car, then that gives them the knowledge of how to steal a car and then the thirst to go steal a car. Because when you play a violent video game or whatever it is, a fighting game, the first thing you want to go do is, give someone a backbreaker and pull the spine out of their back like the Mortal Kombat series. In the 90s, they tried to say the exact same thing was going down. But then again, it was just a lot of nervous parents that didn't want their kids playing this game. And there's a real easy solution for that if you're a parent. Don't get the game for your kid. I mean, I just solved a whole lot of problems here. Don't get the game for your kid. Don't let your kid play the game. Period. So the bill comes after all these different carjackings that have happened in Chicago. They say 218 in January. There are issues with carjacking. It's a very serious thing. I just don't see any of them contributing this to being able to point back to video games. So they finally catch one of the kids that are out there carjacking or whoever it may be. Or like, remember the story here in North St. Louis where it was the funeral home van? You had the van that was sitting at a gas station. The person that was driving the van left the car running at the gas station because he went in and had to use the restroom. Comes back out, it's gone. Man, those two homeless people that decided to steal the van, they must have been playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto. No, they weren't? Okay. So what is contributing to this? Do you think poverty has something to do with it? You think situations that kids or teens or young adults or whoever it may be get themselves into and they see, I got nothing to lose? They don't think about the opposite of what could happen to them, taking their freedom away because they think, oh, I got nothing to lose. I got nothing else going for me. This might be a quick way to make some money and I sure could use that right now. What about gangs? Do you think the pressures of other people as part of organized crime or drugs, do you think that's a motivation? People will do anything they can to grab something of value in order to sell it, to fuel their addictions. Maybe there's no one else to support them. People don't have anywhere to turn in a support system, part of a family or whatever it is, abandons, and they just find that there's no one to tell them otherwise. They don't know any different. Light sentencing, you don't think that has something to do with it, where someone commits a crime and the system says, oh, no, you know what? You, as the person that committed this crime, are the real victim of society. We need to get you back out. We need to make sure that we fix this. Go ahead, run along. And then they go out and commit more crimes because they realize that, hey, this catch and release stuff doesn't work. So I do want to take some more of your calls on this, and we'll take them right after the break. But this is what Illinois lawmakers are proposing. Games like Grand Theft Auto should be banned, violent video games, because it's leading to carjackings in Illinois. 314-436-7900. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Get home fast and informed. Total Information PM starts weekdays at 4 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX and KMOX.com.
So this is where we have a story at KMOX.com, and I look at this and say, no. You don't have to ban a video game and say it's not allowed to be sold in your state or whatever, as if it would be difficult to get it anyway. I mean, if you were someone that was living in Illinois and wanted to get this game, they could order it and send it to the house. They could buy it anywhere else. It's commonly traded in video game stores and things. It's a contraband to have a video game that has a violent undertone or whatever it is. What should be happening is, if you're an adult, you have the ability to purchase this for yourself. If you're a kid and you're a parent that has a kid, you don't buy it for them. You make sure they don't get it, that period. That's the what parental advisement should be. That's the system that should be in place. So lawmaker in Illinois says that Grand Theft Auto should be banned because it leads to more carjackings. I think that's a bunch of nonsense. Let's take some of your calls. And Greg, welcome to Overnight America.
Good evening, Mr. Wrecker. It's been a while.
Hello. What's going on?
Well, I have a question. Sure. And I would like it to be posed to anybody out there who is in journalism. The next time this gentleman is up at the podium talking about this legislation that he's so happy and proud to be a part of, ask him this, or her, are you good at playing video games? are you compensating for something here?
So it could be something else going on.
Yeah, I believe so. Oh, my goodness. Like, we have enough going on right now, and I think there needs to be some type of rationalization going on with people, but I guess there isn't. We're just a lost society for a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of Disney movies or just cartoons in general that has the character that's really bad at something, so they don't want anyone to have it, and that's why they're the villain. This is kind of reminiscent of that.
Well, you know about Elmer Fudd. He's been de-rifled. Can you believe that? It's like,
I can't
even
believe
have a dog
because
on season.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, everything's ridiculous.
I mean, hello. I mean, we all have watched cartoons, and when I was growing up, if we couldn't afford video games, so we didn't get them, and we didn't complain. We were told, "Hey, you be in by dark. We have supper. Hey, you want to eat? Then you come in at the designated time. You're not there, you don't eat. It's simple." I mean, there are rules. Why is it that we are so concerned about what other people are doing when we should be concerned about helping people? That's not helping people.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, this does nothing. All right, Greg, thank you for your call. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. Yeah, this is not helping anyone or anything. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to change anyone. And I probably should point out, too, there is a issue of free speech when it comes to this. If someone makes an artistic endeavor, and video games count as art in a lot of different ways, much like what I'm doing here in a way. If you think about free speech, there is artistic expression in free speech. There's artistic expression in paintings and books that you read, television shows and movies. There's artistic expression in video games. Why is it that a lot of times you find that over and over it's the Democrats that want to do everything they can to try to limit your rights, either your First Amendment rights or your expression of free speech, your religious rights, your gun rights, things like that? In this case, it's a lawmaker in Illinois that's a Democrat that's doing this. And I want to read what some lawmakers are actually sending to AT&T. I'll do that here in a little bit, but I'll give you just a quick summary. They sent a letter and said, why do you even carry such networks as OAN or Fox News or Newsmax? Why do you do that? You should drop them. This is a person that is an elected official of the government saying that, hey, we want to be able to dictate the news that is being reported. That should be troubling and concerning to so many different people. In this case, in Illinois, it's a representative that dictating, we want to be able to control the artistic expression of what you want to do. And that is another dangerous angle to this that I think needs to be brought up. Let's go to Patricia. Welcome to Overnight America. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Ryan. Thank you for taking my call. And I am just so happy you are bringing this topic up, because I have wanted to talk about a particular situation that happened to me probably about 20 years ago when I was teaching. And it was in relation to the Grand Theft Auto video. I had a second grade boy, an incredible artist, draw a picture of a man sitting on a chair and another man holding a gun to that man, and there was blood coming out of the man's head. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but that is where he got his idea, was from Grand Theft Auto. I went out and I bought Grand Theft Auto, God forgive me. I don't know if you've ever watched one of these. They are incredibly violent. They are anti-police, and I do not see any artistic creativity in these at all. I do want to say I respect you tremendously. I listen to you every night. I don't agree with everything you say, but I will tell you, this may not be contributing to auto thievery. I do agree with you, poverty and gangs and, you know, small sentences for criminals, I do agree with that. But I do think our young children, I see it in the schools every day, their minds are being affected by this. This is serious. This is not artistic. And they are turning to crime. Maybe not stealing cars, but they are doing crime because their minds are so filled with this. And it's not Democratic. It's not Republican. This is something moralistic. And this is what is wrong. This is what we need to do. I don't know how to, you know, I definitely believe in freedom of speech. The part of the problem, like you said earlier, the parents are allowing it. I know people that are listening to me right now that have children, or they see what's happening in education. The parents are allowing this in their home. I tried to contact the father of that young man, and the father watched it himself and watched it with his son, and there was nothing I could do about it. And that boy today, that young man today, has been in a lot of trouble, and it's very sad. So I just want you to kind of
see that.
You know what
I'm
saying?
So let me... Yeah, so I'm going to ask you some questions to try to figure out where the line is on something like this. Okay. And I know it's not an easy thing to try to figure out where the line is. So just to see, I understand your concerns with the video game, and yes, it's definitely nothing I would give my kid. I think I've played it maybe once or twice in my life. This is back like 20 or 30 years ago when like the game first came out. You know, you're in college, and it's kind of a, you know, funny thing when you're with, you know, college kids or whatever. And, oh, can you believe what this video game will let you do? But I haven't really played any of the new ones. But it's a franchise that's been out for a long time. Very popular, sold millions of copies. So to say that they should ban the sale of the video game is something you would endorse, as in because you think it would help lower crime, or not?
You know, I mean, that's a good question. I wish I had the answer to that, because people should have the freedom to go out and buy and do. Unfortunately, people are making bad choices for their children. I mean, The problem is, you know, I think there's an age limit on that video, isn't it? Like, you have to be a certain age to buy it.
18 plus. Yeah, you have to be an adult. Okay. It's rated mature.
Okay, so that I think is one thing, but unfortunately, it's the adults that are allowing the children to see it. So how do you stop that? You know, I mean,
well, yeah, that's a parenting thing. To me, I don't think the government should be stepping in and telling you what choices you can make about video game purchasing if you're an adult. And let me, because as in a child, you're not allowed to purchase it. It's already restricted in that manner. You have to show an ID because it's rated M for mature. But okay, just for the sake of time, this is where the line is drawn. I just want to know. Movies depict these things, music in a lot of ways have very serious, profane things inside. Should the government also say, well, we need to ban movies and music that draw some very strong, violent images, and because that could be contributing to the downfall too?
Yeah. I would agree to that. I mean, I know it is a sort of censorship. The only thing I can say to that is look at the research, and maybe this gentleman who is trying to get this law, there must be some kind of research in this. You can't just, you know, so that's my thing is, how is the research connected to this? Is it indeed? And if it is, then maybe we should look into some kind of censorship. I don't know. It would be interesting to see what his factual information is about this.
Let me do one more challenge for you, because it may sound silly, but I think it's also a relevant type of comparison. When you have a much more liberal government, and we can probably look at Kamala Harris if she, you know, gets in there or whatever, and things start moving pretty far left, you know, Joe Biden to a certain extent, and the government pushes very, you know, liberal type of ideas. So when it comes to the things you can and can't say, when it comes to gendered politics, you could be punished or fired from your job if you say something, you know, that contradicts anything that, you know, gets people upset. If it's, you know, anything, gendered politics is like a big hot topic. So let's say the government says, well, you as a church, since it goes against what the government stance is when it comes to these things, you have to comply with what we're saying, because we believe what you're saying is dangerous, and it actually is moving these kids in the wrong direction. It's probably causing them to do things that they shouldn't be doing. And because it goes against what our stance of the government is when it comes to this, we're going to punish you for preaching against it. And I think when you talk about free speech and the government stepping in and telling you what you can and can't do, the government telling you what choices you can make, the things that you have to believe in, you don't have to believe in, I would be more inclined to say, no, the government doesn't have a place for that. I'm more inclined to say there's no way you should have the government be allowed to ban these sort of things.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're saying. But again, I think it's, you know, gender and some of the liberal types of things that are going on are not hurting other people either. You know, this is very serious crime going on. And, you know, gender differences and, you know.
Well, I would say I would also argue that the people that if you were to just contradict their way of thinking, they feel like they have been violated. And we can even say the bathroom deal. So, you know, boys can go in the girls' locker room and you're not allowed to say anything against that, because you would be, you know, a bigot or whatever word they want to use against you with something like that. So you have to comply with the government, and you can't protest what they're trying to push out there, because otherwise you're the terrible person. So the government's telling you, you have to think this way. You have to choose these sort of things. I don't think the government has a place in that when it comes to video games. And I also look at all these other things that could be and should be protected and the government should keep themselves out of. But yeah, you know, Patricia, I'm glad you called in. I'm ranting in a different direction there. Thank you very much for calling in. We're going to take a look at your weather coming up. We'll take some more of your calls at 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. And I'll bring that example to AT&T, as there are representatives in government right now saying, hey, why do you allow certain news agencies to report news on your satellite dish or your whatever? You should get these networks out, like Fox News. Government agencies are petitioning for things. Well, I shouldn't say agencies, but government officials Elected officials are advocating for that. That's dangerous. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cardinals spring training is underway in Jupiter, Florida. And KMOX's Mike Claiborne is covering it all. Hear his daily reports, mornings and afternoons, and on Cardinals Open Line. Sponsored in part by Norm's Bargain Bar and Wilkie Windows. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Thanks again for hanging out with us here tonight. And I always like to hear from you. And we're talking about the Illinois representative, Representative Marcus Evans Jr., who introduced a House bill on Friday, which would amend a law and essentially say violent video games like Grand Theft Auto could be banned. And he believes it's leading to things like more carjackings. And that's the reason that kids are out there, or adults or whoever it is, maybe stealing from other people. You know, it has nothing to do with the laundry list of other things that actually contribute to it. Somehow it's the video game's fault, which I don't think is the case at all. So let's take some of your calls here at 314-436-7900. And Dan's holding on. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking my call. An interesting show tonight. I got two quick things for you. Number one, I don't think the videos is going to really matter to these kids anyway, or these people that's doing these carjackings, because what they're doing is taking these cars after they steal them and carjack them. They're taking them to chop shops and turning them in, getting money for them. And then they're also going out there and committing other crimes. So, you know, this car theft auto, whatever this video is that they're wanting to get rid of, that's not going to do any good anyway, because they're going to do what they want to do nowadays. And until something happens to them, or they get caught or whatever, I mean, they're going to continue to do it. I mean, look at St. Charles. They're setting records out there every day now. There's all these auto thefts out there. People keeping their cars running. That's one thing.
Yeah. No, you're right.
With you not around there, because people are coming up there and taking your cars.
Yeah, I look at you, some of the problems that we have with the carjackings and things like that. So the video game doesn't have a directions to your local chop shop where you can take a stolen vehicle now, does it? There's some sort of infrastructure there where they know what to do after they get it, which would indicate it's not the video game that's directing them what to do after it happens. So, all of these things, if we're going to actually look at what's going to stop these carjackings, there's a lot of things you can do and try to tackle. Video games aren't doing it.
Yeah, I got one other thing. They had a thing up, I do deliveries, and I was out of town yesterday in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to be exact. And there was this guy who's licensed to carry, and this guy went up there to try to steal his car. It was a single guy by himself. He had a gun, and as soon as the guy was trying to get into his car, after pulling the gun on him, this guy pulled a gun and shot him right in the head and killed him. Killed the carjacker. And then the people were questioning all over the radios and that stuff. Well, why did he have to kill the guy that was trying to steal the car? Well, the guy would have killed him.
Easy. There's no question about it. And, Dan, I think about this a lot, and I shouldn't have to, but, you know, in St. Louis, you do have to think about what would you do in a situation like that. And I got to be honest, some people say, you know, how do you know for sure that they were going to hurt you or things like that? Well, the fact that you're in that situation where they are approaching you they're not there to try to sell you Girl Scout cookies. You know, they're there for a very specific reason. And in this case, they want to take the car from you in whatever means necessary. You absolutely need to defend yourself. And I think about this, too. I think there's people that have guilt the rest of their life and they have a hard time living with themselves because of a situation they were put in to defend themselves. And I would much rather have to worry about that than to think that my family would have to live the rest of their life without me, or I would have to live the rest of my life without them. Let's say they tried to break into a house, and what if, God forbid, they did something to a family member, and it scares me to death. And I think I wouldn't hesitate for a second, and I wouldn't have to try to decipher their intentions. If they're in my house or they break into my car or something like that, you absolutely have to retaliate. I wouldn't think twice about shooting someone if I had to, if that meant saving myself or my family.
I would absolutely shoot them in the head the very first chance I get. If they're trying to do it to me and I have a gun and they have one, and if I got the opportunity first to shoot them, they're gone, because I'm not going to shoot the wound. I'm going to shoot the kill.
Well, yeah, and we have to be, I know it's sound, anyone listening right now, I'm sure there's people listening and they're like, how dare you even say something like that? We have to be realistic in today's world. Realistic to know that there are people that will do things out of desperation and they will hurt you, and they don't care about your life. They don't care about your family's life or your loved one's life. They don't. All they care about is your car, whatever it is. And yeah, you know what? If you can give your wallet, you know, you don't have to, you know, if someone tries to say, give me your wallet, you don't have to risk getting shot over your wallet. You know, that's stupid. But if someone points a gun or breaks into your house or something like that, and you have the ability to defend yourself, you absolutely have the right to do that. And I'm not going to second guess, or I'm not going to blame anyone that does that. And that we just got to be realistic. We just cannot allow for ourselves to think, well, we could have handled this differently because we need to be more sympathetic to the person that was trying to harm us and harm my family in with a deadly weapon. And we, again, it's some people think differently. It's going to sound very brash and harsh, but it's just the world we live in today. And Dan, thank you for your call. Yeah, I'm surprised that is such a big topic in Oklahoma. You think in a state like Oklahoma, they would be more understanding that there was no other option for that driver. And when you start to think, oh, you would take someone's life over a car, well, that's exactly what that person approaching you is doing. They want to take your life over that car, and it doesn't matter to them. This is... it's sad because you didn't ask that person to come and steal from you. You didn't ask that person to break into your house. You didn't ask for any of that. You're responding to it in the defense of you or your loved one's life. And it's a terrible thing to have to be prepared for. I think a lot of gun owners understand that one day they may regretfully have to use their firearm in self-defense, but they'll be so glad that they had it there and the opportunity to defend themselves. And when people start talking about taking your guns away, your ability to do all of these things, you need to be very wary, because what it does is it emboldens other people to take advantage of you. And they're not going to be the ones that surrender their guns. They're not going to be the ones to say, well, I guess the law's changed, so we can't do that anymore. You'll be the ones that turn into a victim. And it's one of the sobering facts of life that that's just the world we live in. It's unfortunate. And it's something we don't want to do. I don't think anyone wants to do that. But it's one that you just have to be prepared for and know what you would do in a situation like that, and train, take firearm safety classes, know how to use your firearm, make sure you're properly securing it inside your household so kids can't get to it, and know that it's in a way that you're doing everything you can possibly do to be a responsible gun owner. Yeah, it's a sad thing. Isn't that amazing how a conversation like that goes from video games to this pretty quick? 314-436-7900. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and thanks again for spending this time here. And I wanted to read a couple of text messages, or at least one text message that said, my husband always says, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Another tweet that came out from Brent, who said, you're being too honest. Yeah, when we're discussing topics like this, it's hard to know. This is a sensitive topic. It is when you talk about firearms, use of them, crime, everything that's packaged in there. These are sensitive topics, and I understand that. I feel like you have to be honest. You have to be able to have an open conversation and discuss these sort of things in a realistic way. Because otherwise, what you find is there's just so many people that get up and yell and they say, you really don't need fill in the blank gun, or the Second Amendment's outdated. It's only for muskets. And then you start to have this ignorance that's surrounded by firearms that only enables crimes to be committed by them. And they paint the picture of anyone that has a firearm is a criminal. Thus, that's why they need to be regulated even more. And on top of that, they need to be phased out or taken away if you're a Beto O'Rourke type of person that Joe Biden leans on. That's why this is scary when you discuss things like this. But it is necessary to have an honest and open discussion. And it's better that if you do want to talk about it, you can. We haven't really talked about it in a long time. But I want to go back to the story that we were really focusing on, and this is the one at KMOX.com. Illinois lawmaker says that Grand Theft Auto should be banned, believes it's leading to more carjackings. Democrat Representative Marcus Evans Jr. introducing this House bill on Friday, saying that it's causing psychological harm, thus this video game needs to be banned. And this is really, it's part attack on free speech. It's an attack that someone is able to... video games, I think, do count as artistic expression. It's art. There's a lot of things. It is a broad term, art could be. In what we do here, like KMOX, for example, I'll give you an example. As a radio personality that is on the air at KMOX, we are technically considered artists. I know. You've heard DJs, you've heard talent, different terms like that. But when we talk about the contracts and things, we're considered artists. When you hear musicians, artists, actors are artists, the directors are artists. And if you're an author, you write a book, that's art, that's written in a way. If you can paint a picture, take a picture, any of these things, all considered art in many different ways. And I don't think video games are outside of that realm. I think that when you create something that people are consuming, there is a lot of art that goes into it. I mean, there's the creation of a world in a lot of ways, and characters and situations, and it's everything that goes into it. That doesn't happen accidentally. It's not just a bunch of text on a screen. There's a lot of art that goes into making video games. And some of them are very artistic and very beautifully done. They're not all violent. They're not all like this. And thanks, Mary Lynn, texting in. Good to see your text message, too. But this continues to be attacked. So there's two representatives in California, two Democratic members of Congress, Representatives Anna Eshoo and Jerry McNerney. Both of them have sent letters to Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, Cox, Dish, and other cable and satellite companies, saying that they should stop carrying Fox News, ONA, and Newsmax, saying that they need to change their coverage because what they are offering there is not news. And they sent this open letter, and you can actually go read the open letter. They talk about, it says, sadly, these are the facts. One popular television show which aired on OAN had a dire warning, and they're talking about this and that. So here's part of the questions they say. Seven questions they asked all of these different makers. Are you planning to continue to carry Fox News or Newsmax and beyond the contract? And they're starting to try to pressure that these cable companies remove these sort of things. Just like in the what's going on in Illinois when it comes to a representative, a elected official saying we're going to use the power of the government in order to ban this artistic expression in this video game. You're doing the same thing. You have these two members of the Democratic Party in California that are putting this up there and saying we're going to use our government power in order to ban Fox News or Newsmax or OAN. Why? Because we disagree with what they call news. And because we disagree with it, our government is going to say you're not allowed to report it. We're going to find a way to get it off of the cable providers. If you want to talk about a real attack on free speech, that is it. That is the government directly attacking news agencies. And this, at least these are two members of the Democratic Party. And why is it so that we always find when there is an attack on free speech or whatever it is, Why is it always coming from members of the Democratic Party in Congress? They're the ones that are always trying to silence news agencies, free speech, or whatever it is. Same thing with what we're seeing with social media networks in a way. You see the government, if they were to come out there and say only certain voices are allowed to use the internet in the way that they want to use it, and news agencies, like they did to the New York Post, for example, you're not allowed to report that because it makes Joe Biden look bad, and we're going to find a way to punish you for doing those sort of things. You should be extremely concerned when the government gets into the business of defining what is news, defining what can be reported on when it's not complimentary to their people. If they're upset because, oh, that doesn't make Joe Biden look good, we only allow puff pieces on Joe Biden from here on out. Didn't they get the memo? I guess Fox News is going to continue to defy that order. Thus, we need to find a way to remove them. So we're going to use our pressure to the big cable networks. We're going to use our pressure to AT&T and Comcast and Verizon and Cox and Dish and all the other different cable and satellite providers. That's not the way it should go. You really need to wake up to this idea that in Congress, they are really using their power to try to take away as many of your freedoms as possible. They want to take away things that pertain to the First Amendment, your free speech. They don't like it when it's used against them. Thus, they need to use their power to disallow that sort of thing. Freedom of religion, freedom of the press. They want to look at your Second Amendment. They're continuing to fight that. And they'll go right down the line, and anything that they can fight, a constitutional protection, is something that I think they're going to try to say, well, we at least got the power in the House or whatever. Maybe we can get this through or do this sort of thing. I think that most people recognize this is stupid, but it's worth pointing out and talking about, because it is a very sobering idea that there are actual congressional members that want this to happen. And for all the times they yelled and squealed during the Trump administration, I didn't see Donald Trump saying to all of the different Cox or Verizon or AT&T or whatever it is, you're not allowed to carry CNN anymore or MSNBC anymore. He always pushed back. He always challenged them, and he fought back. They looked at that, a challenge to what they were saying, as an attack on free speech. No, a real attack on free speech is trying to ban news agencies because you don't like what they're reporting. All right, we've got another hour of Overnight America coming up right after the break. And stay tuned. We'll take some more of your calls if you want to. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.